The National Development Planning Commission has called on government to streamline the award of contracts by ministries. A policy advisor to the NDPC, Ken Owusu, says investigations have revealed that some ministries go into contracts without the involvement of the Minister of Finance. He said such acts contribute significantly to the public debt stock. Mr. Owusu was addressing a meeting of the commission with academia on the Ghana Shared Growth Development Agenda 2. We have been joined on the line by our parliamentary correspondent, Augustus Akwe, to tell us more on the meeting. Good afternoon to you, Augustus.
Good afternoon, Abraham.
Well, how did Mr. Owusu say the debt situation is?
Well, according to him, a documentation by the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning over the contracts that have been awarded by ministries, which are still in the pipeline, indicated that if the country is to service those contracts over the next 10 years, the country might even not finish servicing those contracts. What was alarming, according to him, too, was that the Ministry of Finance, in some of the contracts, do not know of the existence of such contracts. And so the ministry was not engaged as the main finance arm of government to ensure that the contracts being entered to, though it might be good, is in the best interest of the country, and the country is in the financial capacity to service them. He also noted that some of the ministries do go ahead with such contracts, and in the end, it becomes a burden, or it increases the debt stock of the country.
Well, in terms of pointers, what do the MDC see, you know, as some of the ingredients needed to ensure economic growth in the next 4 years?
Okay, so the Ghana Shared Growth Development Initiative 2, which the NDPC is collating information on from different policymakers, is aimed at ensuring that such cuts are made. The pointers that the NDPC is looking at include the streamlining borrowing of government agencies like the VRA and the ECG. Apparently, such government bodies can't go into contracts and might borrow or go for loans, but the loans become the debt of government. And so the NDPC is proposing that such institutions should be weaned off government's loan servicing terms so that they themselves go for the loan and pay the loans themselves. Also, it said that there's lack of consistency in the growth map of Ghana, in that either Ghana is supposed to champion a certain sector to spearhead growth, like agri or infrastructure, there's some sort of inconsistency whereby if agri is championing growth in the next 10 years, we don't know the specific sectors that are spear or helping the agri sector to move in that direction. And so the GSD 2 is going to look ostensibly at agri spearheading the growth linked with the manufacturing sector. And Mr. Owusu further indicated that if this trend is going, that is, if agri and manufacturing are going to be coupled together to spearhead the growth of the country in the next 4 years, the country should be able to produce a GDP per capita of about $3,000 by the year 2020, Abraham.
Very well, Augustus. Before this meeting or today's meeting, the NDPC has met other bodies. From what you've been discussing, who are the other agencies or bodies that they will be meeting with in furtherance of this, you know, sharing this agenda?
Yes, actually, today's meeting is the first one, and so today they met the academia, and so we have so many professors and academic faculty members who are here to sort of also put an input into the GSD. The GSD 2 has not been outdoored fully. The NDPC is still collating information. In the subsequent days that are coming, they hope to meet the media. They will be meeting the private sector. They would also be meeting some stakeholder organizations, and then that input will help them fine-tune the GSD 2. Then they are also looking, the GSD 2 itself is also looking at the oil and gas development and infrastructure, and it's also going to look at accelerated agriculture transformation and sustainable natural resource development. And so for this week, the NDPC is looking at all those angles and meeting these key sectors and collating views to ensure that the country has one specific direction that it is going in furtherance of the GSD1, which is about to end.
Well, thank you very much, Augustus Akwi. He is currently at a meeting where the National Development Planning Commission is meeting the academia to dialogue on the Ghana Shared Growth Development Agenda 2.